We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Minya Chester. She is back with us again. She's director of the Fulton County Cooperative Extension. Good morning, Minya. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The last time we were talking about food safety. Well, by this time of the holiday season, the food is all safely in my belly. And a lot of us have been doing a lot of eating over the holidays and in the holidays still to come. There's a lot of food, a lot of parties, a lot of chances to just eat all you want. That's not a good thing, though, because come January in the cold light of day, when you get on that scale, you might be up quite a few pounds. Help us. What can we do to keep from eating too much here during the holiday season? And then maybe what can we do to kind of keep the weight off for the rest of the year?
Well, there are several things that you can do, and you're absolutely right. The holiday season is a time when a lot of people tend to overeat, and they gain between 10 and 20 pounds just during the holidays because we have so much food in abundance. One thing you can do is write down everything that you eat. There are several food diaries out there that you can use, but there are also applications that you can use on your cell phone, your smartphone that you can use, but you can use a good old-fashioned pen and pencil and write down the food that you're going to eat before you consume it. You can also, a trick that I tell people is to drink a glass of water before you eat and know those portion sizes. Know how many calories you need for your body type. If you are a certain weight, then you'll need a certain amount of calories. And then if you overeat or if you eat more than those calories, then you need to burn those calories off. And that means working out.
Working out or just finding every possible excuse you can to exercise. And that can be everything from parking at the back of the parking lot.
Yes.
And walking to the car, maybe taking the stairs instead of the elevator. What about for people that maybe they're too busy to join a health club, or at least they think they are? What are some easy ways to try and get a little bit of exercise in that isn't going to take a lot of money?
There are many things that you can do that will not take a lot of money. Good old-fashioned calisthenics, push-ups, jumping jacks. And if you can't do jumping jacks, there are different ways that you can modify the things that you're doing. Gardening around the home, cleaning up. This time of year, our garage probably needs a good cleaning. That helps to burn calories as well. Cleaning up your house, doing a New Year's cleanup, that will help to burn calories as well.
You know, you talk about portion size and portion control, and it seems like in this day and age, restaurants and food places, the portion sizes have gone up and up and been supersized to the point that you really have to pay close attention to what you're getting, because if you eat the portion they serve you, you may have more calories than you needed for the whole day.
Absolutely. And another thing I tell people to do is to plan their meals. You know you're going to work. You know you're going to need lunch. Take your lunch with you and take your snacks with you. If you don't eat during the day, if you don't eat three square meals during the day, you will be hungry and you will overeat. Never go to the grocery store hungry, because you will pick up things that you do not need. Those cookies look extra good when you are starving. So make sure that you plan your meals, have perfect portion control, and don't eat those things that will take your calorie balance over what you need.
Yeah, we were talking on a different program just last night about how many grams of sugar that you need in the course of a day. And for an adult male, the amount of sugar you need is a relatively small amount, maybe 23, 25 grams of sugar a day. And you can find more than that in a single item in the vending machine.
Yes, and that's about 6 teaspoons. So 6 teaspoons of sugar can be found in a glass of sweet tea.
We're talking with Minya Chester. She is the director of Fulton County Cooperative Extension. And we're talking about how not to put on too much weight during the holidays, and maybe how to sort of plan to take some of it off in the new year. Minya, something that we have now that we didn't have in earlier years is people are required to put on packaging what is in what you're eating, what the calorie counts, what the carbohydrate counts are. How can I put that information to use?
Well, first of all, you need to actually read the labels to find out what's in your food. If you are counting calories, you know, you may be counting your carbohydrates as well, counting your fat grams, making sure that you don't go over the amount of fat that you need per day. And you'd be surprised to know how much fat is in, just say, something like a croissant. That's full of butter. It tastes great. But then you need to balance your calories out during the day. So if you're going to eat something with a high fat content for breakfast, then you need to think about what you're going to eat for the rest of the day. That's where proper planning comes into play.
What about people who react to eating in an emotional sense, that they eat because they're upset or they're stressed out? They're not necessarily eating because they're hungry. And I say they, but actually I fall into this category sometimes. What are some cheap psychological tricks that we might employ to get around that?
There are some other things that you can do to relieve stress if you're stressed out and you're going to eat. I always tell people to maybe do some jumping jacks or work out or do something else with your hands. Or if you just have to have something, try some air-popped popcorn. Or if you're going to eat something that is not so healthy for you, if you want to eat ice cream, don't eat the whole gallon. Eat just a little bit. I mean, a portion size of ice cream is a half a cup. And most people say a half a cup, that's not enough for me, but it will at least give you that sweet taste that you're craving. And you, if you set a goal for yourself, you're not going to want to eat more than what you're supposed to eat of a certain thing.
And in point of fact, some people, the way they work is that they have a free day once a week. They watch very closely what they eat all week long, but on Saturdays they just kind of go nuts and eat whatever they want to eat. How's that for an approach?
That works for some people, but there is no secret to losing weight and keeping it off. You have to burn more calories than you put in. That is it.
Eat less and work out more.
Yes.
Okay, we're right on top of the Christmas holiday, the New Year's parties and brunches and everything. So for the next 10 days or so, there are going to be a lot of opportunities to overeat. What do I need to do as I'm headed to these Christmas dinners and New Year's brunches to make sure that I don't gain 20 pounds in 10 days?
Eat before you go to the Christmas party, or you will not want to eat so much when you get there. And, you know, many of those things are not healthy. You need to pick and choose what you put in your body. But if you set a goal for yourself saying, you know, hey, I'm going to maintain a particular diet or maintain a particular weight, you have to stick to it. So you have to make a plan for yourself. You don't have to be full when you get there, but just eat a little bit of something before you go.
And there are probably more resources now available for people who want to change the way that they eat than ever before. There are apps for your smartphones. There are various organizations where you can get together as a group and sort of work through it that way. But it's a pretty simple paradigm. Eat less, exercise more. If you're overweight significantly, this is not something you're going to accomplish in a week. You shouldn't go on a diet, should you? You should just change the way you're doing
things. Change your life. Change what you're eating and you will change your life. It's a lifestyle change. It's not something that you can change today and say, hey, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by next week. That's not what we're here for. We're here to help you learn how to change your lifestyle and change the lifestyle of your family. So it's not about just eating healthy at work or just eating healthy at home. You have to eat healthy all the time. You have to watch your portions all of the time.
Minya, if people want to follow up with Fulton County Extension Service, whether on these types of issues or one of the many other issues that you can help with, how can they reach your office for help?
They can give us a call at 404-332-2400 and ask about specifically with losing weight. We have a program that's called Walk Away. So ask about the Walk Away program, and we have recipes for you, and we can help you with many other things as well.
Walk Away, and what does that involve?
Walk Away involves physical education. It's an hour of physical education, an hour of learning about fat calories, reading labels, all kinds of things. It's a 12-week program. It's a commitment for you. And then I cook with the group, and we learn how to create healthy recipes for low cost.
Wow. Knowledge is power. And again, that number, if people want to follow up on this, Minya?
404-332-2400.
Minya Chester, Director of the Fulton County Cooperative Extension, happy holidays, and thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.